That was Miss Etta James with Stormy Weather. And before that, Front Country, and covering the Carter family, actually, with Storms Are on the Ocean. You're listening to KHUM. And right now I have one of the meteorologists over at the National Weather Service station in Eureka. Brad is on the phone. Hi, Brad.
Hi, how's it going?
It's been an exciting night for you guys.
It sure has. It sure has. Quite a few storms along the Humboldt and Del Norte coast tonight. So, yeah, it's been quite a night.
Yeah. About how many cloud to ground lightning strikes have you seen over the evening?
So far, since just about a little after midnight. Since then, we've seen about maybe a little less than 40 that we've detected. I think 38 was my last count. And you know, there's probably a few in there that instruments haven't picked up too. So somewhere probably about 40 or so between the two counties.
Wow, that's impressive. Is the storm, has it dissipated, or is it still moving across the counties?
They are weakening. You know, most of the activity at this point is offshore, and they, you know, they've really weakened considerably. I haven't seen a strike in the last probably 15 minutes or so. So. And, you know, that's kind of expected. You know, these storms will probably weaken over the next couple of hours, and we'll see more storms out to our east later this afternoon, kind of like what we've been seeing over the last few days.
Okay, yeah, like a lot of the storms that caused some of the fires over in Ruth Lake and then a week or so ago up in the Orleans area?
Right, yeah, okay. Right. And, yeah, basically, I mean, the center of all of the lightning activity has really been over mostly Trinity County and northeastern Mendocino County. A lot of fire starts out, out in that area around Ruth Lake. There's been a lot of fire starts out there, and so we're expecting more thunderstorms. Generally, pretty much in that same general area, the Trinity Alps and the Yolo Boli Mountains, and all those other parts of Trinity County.
So, why are thunderstorms more common inland in those areas than here on the coast at this time of year?
Well, in the summertime, you know, that's where we get our really strong heating, and we also get moisture that kind of gets pumped up from the monsoon in the desert southwest. It doesn't happen, you know, all that often in this area, but when it does happen, that's usually our best combination of heating and moisture. You know, out on the coast, the marine layer keeps the lower atmosphere really, really cool and stable, and it usually, you know, kind of puts a lid on most thunderstorms, but occasionally, like tonight, you get some of that instability that kind of rides up and over the marine layer, and you can get thunderstorms anyway that just kind of go all through the night. And so it doesn't happen very often, maybe a couple times a year, but it certainly does happen.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a shock this evening this morning whenever I got woken up by thunder.
Right, right. Yeah, we definitely had a lot of surprise phone calls from around the area. It's, you know, most people are not used to seeing lightning out on the coast this time of year. It's, you know, it's a pretty unusual occurrence, especially, you know, in that, you know, when I say one or two times a year, that's really for the whole Northwest California coast. You know, the odds of them moving directly into a town or something are even lower than that. So it's certainly not a regular occurrence.
And you had mentioned on the Twitter earlier today about hail possibly here on the coast. Has anyone reported?
Yeah, it was you know, possible. These storms haven't really produced a lot of rainfall, given the fact that they're based so high up in the atmosphere and there's a lot of dry air underneath them. But you know, right in the strongest storms, it is possible to see, you know, maybe some pea-sized hail with this activity. Probably not really at this point. From here on out on the coast, but yeah, it was certainly a possibility. There was a storm earlier that moved over Highway 101 near Oreck. That was a possibility, maybe a little bit of hail, but yeah, that threat's probably over with in this area anyway. Maybe a little bit later on this afternoon out east.
Did anyone report any hail to you all?
No, we haven't heard any reports, but it happened pretty early in the morning, so I'm Not sure if we're really going to see any reports from that, but you know, if any listeners out there, you know, we're driving along 101 around, you know, about 5 o'clock this morning and saw some small hail, you know, feel free to give us a call.
Okay, I didn't see any hail this morning on 101 whenever I was driving about 5 o'clock, but if anybody else did, yeah, they should definitely call you.
Right.
And you mentioned earlier before we went on the air that you haven't detected any fires from the lightning strikes.
No, we haven't. It's still pretty early on. You know, a lot of those fires will probably take a little while before we can see them. You know, in So, you know, it takes, the fire's got to get to a certain size before the satellite can really pick it up. And so far, we haven't detected anything yet. But, you know, we'll certainly be keeping an eye out for it.
Okay. Thanks so much for talking with me, Brad. And one last question. What is your favorite part about working for the National Weather Service?
Oh, geez. You know, I think the best part, I think, is you know, I love hearing from the people, you know, from the people that we're serving. You know, it's always great to hear from everybody out there and the different kinds of weather that they experience, and, you know, hearing how people use our forecasts. You know, that's a really rewarding part of the job. So, that would be my answer. You know, just really interacting with everybody out there.
Well, keep doing such a wonderful job.
All right. Well, thank
there,
you.
And I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too. You too.
I'm going to go ahead and take a short break. And if you want to hear the whole conversation with Brad, who is one of the meteorologists on over at the National Weather Service station here in Eureka, you can go on over to khem.com. I'll put it up there shortly. I'm going to take a short break now, and then got a request for some Dylan. So I'm going to do that. I'm sure you know what song's up next.